Disruptions from the audience will be tolerated, and the person or persons causing the disruption may be asked to leave the commission hearing room. The public hearing for each case shall be closed upon the conclusion of the public comment, and the Planning Commission will consider the application for a vote, and you may leave after your case has been heard.
Thank you. First item on the agenda is review and action of the July 2018 minutes that we're providing in advance.
I make a motion to accept the minutes as written.
Have a motion. We have a second.
I'll second.
Any discussion, further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
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 Minutes are approved. We will move on to public hearing and final vote.
As per the assessor's information, the subject property is 34 acres in size, plus or minus, and is assessed as agricultural property. The property to the north is a residential parcel. Property to the south and east are agricultural. Property to the west is U.S. Highway 65. Property will be served by a private well for water and an on-site wastewater system for the sewer. Applicant plans to construct a wedding chapel with reception hall and kitchen. Business will be open on weekends for weddings up to 200 people, and hours of operation will be approximately 9 a.m. to 11. The applicant would like to hold other events such as anniversaries, etc. The project received a total score of 11 on the policy checklist. Staff recommendations. If the Taney County Planning Commission approves Division 3 Permit 1827, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. One would be compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code and the Taney County Road Standards that are included, that include plans for the following: sediment and erosion control plans, stormwater management, land grading permit for all non-agricultural land disturbances of over 1 acre, utility easements and building line setbacks, improvements with scale of buildings, streets, on-site parking, and utilities. Two would be a compliance letter from Western Taney County Fire Protection District shall be submitted to the Planning Department office. Three, a copy of the recorded warranty deed shall be provided to the Planning Office before the decision of record can be recorded if the decision of record is signed by the applicant buyer, showing the applicant buyer as the owner. Four, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Five, a Division 2 permit or permits will be required for all applicable structures in the development. Six, a decision of record shall be filed at the Taney County Recorders of Deed office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. And just a quick overview of the property again. Very top of the page, of course, is Christian County, Taney County line. Remember, this is the Ozark Shooters Complex to get you oriented, and this is where State Highway 176 goes west. Just a few pictometry views. He's giving or showing you a drawing, and I didn't have a real good luck reducing it, so I just marked the area that he had as parking and an area for buildings on the property, so you got to feel where he's planning on. I did take some pictures of that entrance, which is this outer road that's been started, and then their driveway. Of course, that's the end where the outer road ends, and then I'm looking right back to where I was before. I'm standing pretty close to the gate. And that's all I have as far as pictures.
Thank you. Wade, do you want to give an overview again to refresh our memory of the game plan?
All we're looking to do is we'd like to put up one building, roughly 100 by 50. Second building, that is 60 by 40. And then enough parking to be able to park 100 cars on the property. The weddings, anniversaries, and things of that nature, any kind of celebration. And the big thing for us is obviously the hours. From 9 to 11, that way we get everything shut down and everybody out. We've talked, you brought up the We did call ODOT about the egress degress that's there, and they said that that should be sufficient for what we're doing, just with all the other buildings there. But the likelihood that most of our occasions will be held in, later in the afternoon, and the churches and things of that nature were typically in the morning. So they said they thought that the egress degress was fine. We also did the soil test and have started talking with John CT about what we need for septic and things of that nature. And we actually have something fairly well lined out with him. So.
Have any specific questions for the applicant?
Yeah, is this just going to be on the weekends?
No, it's okay. Possibility to go week long.
That was my question. I think if he's not, I think it should strike this on the application and be open for weekends before it could be open.
Yeah, we must have just taken that off the application because we just put down what's on the application.
I understand that.
On your staff report.
I agree with Doug. Yeah. I don't think he wants to restrict himself to the
mark
weekend.
Mark it out.
Do you foresee some long-term events to be there? You were talking about week long. Are we talking about one event?
No, not one event, a week long. Individual events.
Any day of the week.
Hours. Hours. Yes, sir. Any day of the week.
Any other?
Did we move out to give you any documentation on their decision or their opinion on their interest?
Yes, sir.
Was Jim the one that you met with? Did he meet with you or did
you? I talked to him over the phone.
Yeah.
Any other comments, questions?
Well, they're probably getting pretty close to having that kind of amount of people at the Ozark Shooters once in a while. So
they do?
Yeah, there shouldn't be a problem with any
of the events. They do,
Who did you talk to at MoDA?
I tried to get in contact with James Jewsbury.
Yes. And he passed me along to another individual.
Was it Andy that does the permits?
I believe so.
Have you met with him?
I have not met with either. We just got the soil sample and all that done, and we haven't had time to get him out to the property. He said he would like to look at that outer road a little bit too.
Yeah, he'll have to give you approval to find out what approval requires.
Yes.
Do we need to add that into our approval to achieve that first?
No.
No.
You can't do it unless
they give
in
it to
my
you.
Opinion.
Okay.
Okay, do we have any other questions before we see if there's anybody for or against? Do we have anybody opposed to this application that is would like to speak at the public hearing? None opposed? Anyone here for to speak on this application? Seeing none. That was quick. So with that, now we're to the final vote, unless there's any other discussion before that. Anyone entertain a motion?
Motion to approve is written.
Got a motion on the floor?
I'll second.
Motion second. Any specific comments or discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, raise your hand and say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Thanks. Next item up for public hearing and final vote is Jim Berger, proposed RV park located at 708 and 720 Foggy River Road. Is the applicant here? Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, the applicant Jim Berger is seeking Planning Commission approval of a Division 3 permit for an RV park located at 708 and 720 Foggy River Road, Hollister. Applicant's proposing the small RV park consisting of 12 RV pads. Applicant states that the two lots have had 5 to 8 feet of water over top of the property in the last 4 floods. Per the assessor's office information, lot 29 is 90 by 185 irregular, and lot 30 is 90 by 186 irregular in size. They're located in the Riverside Estate subdivision. Properties will be served by Missouri American Water and Taney County Regional Sewer District for the wastewater. Property to the west is the Taney Como Lake. Properties to the north and east are residential properties. The property to the south is a 5-acre residential lot. Project received a score of -7 on the policy checklist. Staff recommendations: if Taney County Planning Commission approves Division 3 Permit 1828, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. Compliance with the provisions: number one, compliance with the provisions of Taney County Development Guidance Code. Two would be a compliance letter from Taney County Regional Sewer District. Three, a floodplain development permit will be required. Four, a no-rise certificate would be required for the floodway. Five, the applicant would need a variance from Appendix M, Recreational Vehicle Parks 2.21 area. No recreational vehicle park shall be developed on a parcel of property having an area of less than 3 acres. Six, recreational vehicle parks shall contain no more than an average of 18 recreational vehicles per acre. The spaces may be clustered provided the land is not contained in individual spaces, roads, parking, set aside, developed as a park, playground, or service area. Not more than one recreational vehicle shall be placed on a recreational vehicle space. Seven, each recreational vehicle site width within the park shall be a minimum of 25 feet. Vehicles shall be separated from each other from any structure by at least 10 feet. Eight, no structures will be allowed in the special flood hazard area. Nine, landscape buffers constructed and maintained in accordance with Appendix I shall be provided between recreational vehicle parks and adjoining uses and shall comply with the Taney County Flood Ordinance 60.3D. 10. Recreational vehicles are intended for temporary or seasonal occupancy and shall not be occupied on a year-round basis. 11. Recreational vehicles shall not be on the site more than 180 consecutive days or be fully licensed. They shall be fully licensed and ready for highway use. Ready for highway use means it is on its wheels or jacking system is attached to the site only by quick disconnect type utilities and has no permanent attachments. 12. No outside storage of equipment or solid waste. 13. This decision is subject to all existing easements. And 14. Is this decision or record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder's of Deeds office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. There's the zoomed out area. It's the very end of Foggy River. It's the two lots at the cul-de-sac. This one's got the dimensions on it. There's the floodplain layer. A view from the east. And then here was these layout plan, if you remember. And that's what I have for the Planning Commission.
Good evening.
I think Scott pretty well said it all. Yes. I haven't made notes, and you pretty well covered everything. But I might say that this is probably the best use for this property. The last 4 times it's flooded, I think it's been at least 6 feet to 8 feet of water over the top of the property. So I can't think of any other use unless I did get a survey to see how